Bob, what do you make of Laureano's night tonight? And just how big of a lift is he giving you from that leadoff spot?
Been pretty good. I mean, we've gotten decent contributions. You know, when Martini was here, he did a nice job. And if Marcus does a nice job against lefties, but, you know, for the couple games that we've put him in there, he's taking it to another level. He's swinging the bat really well. I mean, he shows you, hits one out to left, hits one out to right. He's on a roll right now. So when guys are swinging well, we try to get him up there as far as we can.
Bob, you hear the term five-tool player thrown out occasionally. Could that be used to describe Laureano?
He has all the tools. I think we probably need to wait a little while before we classify him as a five-tool player. But the physical presence and, you know, he's able to throw. He's got some power, obviously. He runs really well. But, yeah, maybe on his way, calling him one of those guys.
Bob, Laureano, first A's player to have two multi-homer games in his first 30 games. You talk about the powerful history the A's have.
Right.
What does something like that tell you about?
I did not know that, and that is very impressive based on the fact that you've been running McGuire's and Canseco's and Chris Davis's and Reggie Jackson's and all those guys through this organization. So it means he's off to a nice start.
What'd you make of the job you guys did with the bullpen and just mixing in that?
Yeah, you know, we were pretty good today with the day off, so. You know, Hendricks did his thing, and Bass went three innings, pitched more than anybody else in there. Petit really did a great job, too, with two quick innings, you know, to able to get us, you know, towards the back end. But that was kind of the plan today. And, you know, Bass held up his end of the bargain as well.
Not to belabor the Laureano thing, but are you starting to come to a conclusion about where the best place to put him in the lineup is?
The number one spot right now. Yeah.
I mean, you'll just keep him there until.
Well, you know, we you know, every day we try to configure the best lineup we think that is for the day. Now, at some point in time, Nick Martini's going to be back here too, and we really like him against tough right-handers too. But for the time being, it's pretty easy to put him in.
Fernando Rodney and Harris Familia struggle again. That's three times in a row for both of them. Are you seeing anything going on with them, or is this just kind of a tough stretch?
You know what? They pitched a lot. And, you know, what, they each give up a run? I mean, when you're winning games and we're talking about guys giving up a run or struggling, it means we're doing pretty good. So I'm okay with talking about something like that. You know, and in games that, you know, usually the intensity for them when they come in games, usually one run, two run tie games. So maybe a little bit different, but, you know, there's a little bit more at stake right now, and we want to get these guys in games that we're ahead, but I'm not really too worried about these guys.
Now that you've seen the opener strategy for three games, I'm wondering, you know, how you feel like that's been going overall, and if it's something you know, want to continue doing.
Yeah, it just depends on who's starting. It depends on how much length or how short we want to go with a particular starter. So it's not going to be the case tomorrow. It's not going to be the case the next day. But, excuse me. It is something we've employed three times now. It's worked twice, so it's in our bag.
And to follow up on that, Bass only going three innings this time after Mangan had done four a couple of times. Was there anything in particular behind that, or it's just the way?
Yeah, as I said earlier, we had a full bullpen tonight, and that's all really we wanted him to do. And I knew potentially I had Petit for two, so he did his job going around the lineup one time.
Yep, thank you.
All right.